Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
I'm Ron, your host. And on this podcast, we'll discuss how much our words either create or destroy our ability to be overcomers in God.
An overcomer goes through a time of spiritual warfare. Whether it's physical warfare or spiritual warfare, it deals with that. Whatever you overcome has to stay conquered.
Right.
What's the next step after you've overcome it? If you've conquered something, you are now responsible for it. Isn't the next step to get rid of or eliminate what you overcome? And that's an important part because the overcomer is set free to create.
Yes.
The wrestling match between Jacob and the angel. And I went back and I looked up the Hebrew on that. The outcome was Jacob contended with the Lord. He contended. Jacob became Israel. He was an overcomer. What did he overcome? He overcome being Jacob by contending with the Lord. And the reward was he became Israel.
Hey, Dale. So I'm going to break in here if I can, because that last point you made, I think, is a very, very big point. And that is God created his nature, a nature change,
right.
And he became an overcomer. God creates within you the ability to overcome something.
Christ was an overcomer by the word he spoke. He was setting it up for us as a pattern, as overcomers. How do we overcome? We create. What did Christ do on the cross? He triumphed over sin and death. He overcame it.
Right.
Look what we got out of his being an overcomer. He goes to the cross, controls his own death. He goes into the abyss. The Father raises him up. He has overcome it.
We overcome because we subject ourselves, like Jacob, to the Lord. That's how we do it. We don't do it in our own strength, as Christians.
Right.
He's our big brother. We're following his example.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Yes.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? I think it's just inherent in who we are when we accept the Lord. I think it's like DNA, you know, little kids when they're born, they're just like their parents, right?
Oh, yeah. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word never passes away. Our actual words do not die. Your words are forever. Did you know that? Your
yes.
words have a half-life. The perfect example of what we have today is our computers. We have silica sand in the right form has memory. Windows, for example, have a memory. They're made up of sand, so it's extremely porous. The old windows, they start real thin at the top and they get thicker at the bottom because over time it does, just like water, it goes down to the lowest point. Where I used to work, it used to be that they could put a laser on a window and they can, with the proper equipment, and they can play back the conversation that took place 24 hours ago.
Whoa, you're kidding.
I can only tell you because this is old technology.
Wow.
40 years ago. they could tell you what you said 24 hours in a room. I'm trying to say your words will not die. We need to be conscious of what words we do say, because Scripture also says we will be held accountable for every idle word that we speak. Mm-hmm. And so the word of our testimony is vital. Thank God, His grace and repentance.
Yes, yes.
Our repentance right before Him. He will separate as far as the East is from the West. Our ability to overcome is simply what we say. You know, we create our day. Someone comes up to you and says, good morning. You have a choice. Yeah, okay, yes, I will accept that. You're helping me create a good day. Or you have the option of saying, go your own way. Forget it. You know, my day is going to be what it's going to be. And the heck with you. I'm going to live in my misery. So leave me alone. You have that opportunity to create your day as to how it's going to progress. If you start speaking in a positive light, this is going to be a wonderful day. And I don't care if it's raining.
Right.
My day is going to be good because I've set it to be good. It is just a principle that God has placed in effect. But I love what Lori is really saying in the fact that we need to combine all three. The blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death.
It's a different thing when you try to reach into God and to be positive in your life. To not say anything negative is what God wants. You know, God doesn't have anything negative to say to any of about any of us, I don't believe. For many years, I was such a negative person. It's something that I'm trying to learn, and it's something that you can learn. It's a work in progress.
Well, you know, Ed, one point that I'd like to rehearse that you just talked about, I think that this is an important thing for people to look at on this thing of overcoming and being positive. You can go back to, you know, you speak positive, you think positive, and you'll be positive, right? That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is with the help of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
with the Holy Spirit within us, we become overcomers. Yes, there's an initiative on our part to be positive, but just like Debbie said, God will put you in places that you're not so positive, and you will voice negative things. But the whole point of it is it's a transformation of nature.
Yes, exactly.
It's not becoming a better human. It's dying out to the human, coming into the divine. And as we come into the divine by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the help of Christ within us, then we become positive. Do we fail? Yes, we do. We obviously do, but less and less.
I think there's a principle that we're talking about here where there could be things that you're feeling, for example, and it could be a negative thing, and you could just hold that and not voice it. The minute you give voice to something, you're creating
exactly
it. So what we want to try and do is, what is that scripture about ruling your spirit?
Yep.
Well, you want to rule your own spirit and your own heart. You want to control, you want to create something around yourself where you're in the presence of the Lord and you're walking with Him. And there's things that happen in life, and yes, you're human. Yes, you're going to have negative feelings. You're going to have positive feelings. But what you speak in your life can affect things either in a positive direction.
Absolutely.
Or a negative direction. If you're feeling negative and you're feeling down, don't give voice to it.
Right.
Just hold it. Don't speak it. And I think that will pass. Or speak something positive that counters that thought.
Right.
It's like you're taking capturing the thoughts, right?
Yes.
Bringing every thought captive
right
to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what you're talking about, Lori, is simply when you come home from the doctor and they've just diagnosed you with cancer, you go home and say, oh God, I've got cancer. I know so many people who refuse to voice that. some people will say, I have been diagnosed.
Yeah, yeah.
That way they don't lay claim to what the doctor tells them that they have. People know of the accident that I was in and how doctors have told me, you know, my back is trash. I don't believe it. I just helped build a deck. I refuse to be brought down because somebody tells me I can't do something. I am so into the fact that God can heal people, I'm going as if I'm healed already.
The importance of what you're saying, Alan, I'd like to put it into context with the topic of overcoming or overcome.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is how to apply overcoming.
Yes.
After I've conquered certain things, how do I express? How do I rule? How do I carry out that overcoming? That's what we're talking about. The blood of Christ makes us capable of doing these things. We establish ourselves as overcomers, our health, physically, spiritually, mentally. All these things are the great rewards of walking out that scripture in Revelation 12.
Correct.
By the blood of the Lamb, because Christ conquered everything.
I went through a little thing a few days ago, and again, didn't have a lot of positive feelings about the day, and I caught myself, and I realized I had a choice, and I began to voice, you know what, Lord, I stand in your victory.
There you go.
It has nothing to do with my feelings, my circumstances, my emotions.
Right.
I don't have to feel victorious. None of that. You've already conquered all this stuff. You've opened the door for me to stand in your victory.
Yep.
And I'm just voicing that. And that's
right.
What I did.
Exactly.
We subject ourselves to the Lordship
right.
of Jesus
Correct.
Christ.
That's right.
Perfect.
And so it's not any strength in
no.
us, but it's keeping your eyes on Him that gives us
yes.
the strength. And as long as our eyes are kept on Him, our strength is there, because it's not our
right.
strength.
Perfect.
It's His strength. And it's amazing when you start focusing on the Lord and you trust what He said, His word, and suddenly everything else, all the other circumstances, no matter what they are, they sort of dim.
Yeah.
They're not the important issue anymore. The important issue is glorifying Him by subjecting your mind to His word
right.
rather than what
right.
you see. You're trusting Him more than you're trusting your own feelings
yes.
or circumstances or whatever. And that's the difference.
I'm actually hearing people talk about, what about Job? People talk about Job, you know, and it's probably one of the least books of the Bible read, because no, everybody knows Job and they don't want to read about him because he went through so much stuff. But the point is, he went through
that's right.
all that stuff. God was testing him. He was testing him to see, will he curse God? He never did.
I think he wasn't testing him for God. He was testing him to show
yeah.
Job what he had in
and
him.
And he became the overcomer. And what did he get? Dale brought this up here just a couple weeks ago. He got a double
yeah.
portion, you know, because he overcame.
What you said, Sandy, about glorifying God. What's the outcome of overcoming? Glorifying
God.
On this podcast, we've seen that voicing the Word of God creates the ability to be those overcomers. And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His word to us live. Behind the Veil.